Welcome back to the Extension Experience Podcast. I'm Dana Zook. This episode rounds out our time at OYE. In this final episode of the series, I interview Ella Allen, a goat showman and experienced skill-a-thon competitor from Kanawha, Oklahoma, representing both 4-H and FFA. Let's hear about the many ways Ella competes at OYE. Okay, we're back at OYE. I have Ella Allen, who is a participant in many different things at OYE. Ella, why don't you tell us where you're from, what school you represent, and then what many things you're doing at OYE these last couple weeks.
Absolutely. So I'm Ella Allen. I proudly represent Kanawha 4-H and Kanawha FFA. However, here at OYE, I'm mostly representing FFA with my goat projects. I show does and weathers, and then also with the skill-a-thon program.
So you told me you did pretty well at the skill-a-thon. Tell us about that program and then how you ended up.
Oh, of course. I am a big fan of the skill-a-thon. It's actually sponsored by our Oklahoma Soybean Board. I've been involved with the skill-a-thon since I was a junior. Last year, I ended up placing a reserve champion of the intermediate division. And then this year, I returned to the finals. It's a livestock skill-a-thon. It's absolutely vet science, nutrition, breeds, whatever livestock related, it has it on that test. It allows kind of the youth, you know, we do all that livestock stuff all year long. And so it's just a test to kind of rank us on how knowledgeable we really are.
Did it take a lot to prepare for the skill-a-thon?
Yes, they put out study guides, but then most of it is just real world experience. You know, with these projects we have, you're in there every day, you're feeding them, you're learning the breeds, you're learning all about them, you're taking care of them when they're sick. So you kind of learn that side of it really hands-on. So it's like all your whole year is preparation for that one test.
And the skill-a-thon is all livestock breeds, though, so that would be pretty challenging.
Yes, every species, from sheep, cattle, pigs, and goats. You do a little research, of course, beforehand, because I'm not always the most knowledgeable on the other species, but learning their nutritional needs, just like everything else.
So you did the skill-a-thon, and you showed your does last week, and now you're going to show your weathers tomorrow. So tell us about your goat project, what time you've put into it, and that sort of thing.
So my goats, I have through FFA, I raise and show them as my SAE project. I brought three does up here this year. I had two that were raised by Irish show goats and one that was home raised who helped me get fourth in the sophomore showmanship division. She did very well in class. I had my weather dam who did very well in class. This week is market week up here, and so I'll start with weather's show tomorrow.
So what do you like most about this? It sounds like you've been pretty involved in the last couple of years. So what do you like most about OYE and showing in general?
Just the industry. You know, agriculture is a huge industry. Like, so much is going on. And showing, although it feels like a large part in my life, it's just a small part of it. But it kind of introduces you to connections throughout the industry. Like, if you want to go into careers in agriculture, just getting a small show project, you're going to meet so many people and learn so many things that can contribute to your future in agriculture.
That's an excellent answer. Things that we want to hear from our showmen here at OYE. So tell me who helped you along the way to get to this point.
That list could go on forever, but as always, I will start with my parents, Cody and Karen Allen, and then my sister, Elissa. Without their help feeding and taking care of things when I'm gone at other youth development events, whatever, they keep the things going at home or helping me out whenever I need it. I want to thank my extension agent, Mr. Coy McCorkle, and my ag teacher, Mr. G. I want to thank the Irick family, Sean, Heather, and Peyton. Without you guys, I wouldn't have had these opportunities. And then just all of my leadership team kids, from the state 4-H ambassadors to my local 4-H kids, my FFA kids, y'all are awesome, and I couldn't do it without you.
Well, Ella, thanks so much for taking the time this afternoon, and good luck at your shows tomorrow.
Thank you so much. We're excited.
Thank you to Ella for joining me on the podcast. And a big thank you also to Ella's mom, Karen Allen, and Coy McCorkle, her county extension educator, for coordinating our interview. I had a great time speaking with kids at OYE this past week. Everyone has a different experience at OYE, and it's fun to hear about the livestock showing, but also some of the other competitions at the expo. Congratulations to all participants at OYE, and we will catch you next time.